Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Rich Evans with us in Montana. Rich, for years we've been talking about things that are wrong with the United States. And you've been talking about the bottom 93% of which we are. Here's one of the things that's wrong. Let's put some numbers to this so you can see exactly what's wrong. So there are some companies where the CEOs make extraordinary salaries and compensation. So it's not just the salary. It's the salary plus the bonus plus the perks plus the stock options plus, plus, plus. So Walt Disney Company, the CEO makes $31,000 an hour. $31,000 an hour. Netflix, which has not generated a profit, the CEO makes, and I'm just rounding these numbers, okay? $17,000 an hour. J.P. Morgan Chase, the company that will repossess houses, the CEO makes $14,000 an hour. Walmart, the company that brings you Chinese products, $11,000 an hour. Microsoft, $12,000 an hour. Target, also pronounced Target, $8,000 an hour. Starbucks, home of the overpriced coffee, $8,000 an hour. $6,000 an hour. Home Depot, $5,000 an hour. Coca-Cola, $8,000 an hour. Johnson & Johnson, $10,000 an hour. Nike, the importer of Asian sneakers, $5,000 an hour. Now I've rounded these numbers. Apple, homo Tim Cook, $8,000 an hour. Costco, $4,000 an hour. Now, if you compare, let's say, Walt Disney's CEO to a typical job, average salary at Disney, an average worker would need to work 2,300 hours to equal 1 hour of the CEO's pay. Netflix, the average worker there would have to work 1,238 hours to equal 1 hour of the CEO's pay. These are extraordinary differences between the people who actually make it happen and the boss. So, when people look at how they're not getting ahead, how hard they're working, how many hours they're working, if they're allowed to work at all, you can see how they could be angry. You could see why there's protest. You can see why there's anger in the streets. Because how is it possible that the CEO of Disney can make $31,000 an hour? How's that possible? Actually, it's $31,560 an hour. Something really, really, really wrong with that system. Any comments, Rich Sheehan?
Yeah, so much for fairness, tolerance, equality, and diversity. And most of these CEOs that you mentioned and their philosophy, their ideology, they're Democrat funders, blue state funders, blue city funders, sanctuary city funders, getting rid of the right to protect yourself with the Second Amendment, defunders. These people are the biggest liars, propagandists, hypocrites, and that's why you have Disney and you have Netflix in there, because these people want to sway public opinion through subliminal messaging through their movies. In fact, these days, it's not even subliminal. And then since time is always short, would it be okay if I go through some articles that basically convince your point on how America is losing it, if I may?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, I'm going to be as quick as possible here. News in a flash, as Vince calls it. Another touted, highly touted hydroxychloroquine study turns out to be a joke. Last week, The Lancet had to retract. A pretty big outfit, by the way. They had to retract this so-called evidence for entire countries to change their stance on their drug because everything is flawed on the face. And the author says, I commented well before it was exposed that the groupings made no sense. Turned out to be produced by a shell company with unverified data gathered by non-scientists. See, everything is fake news today, folks. It's just, when you think of COVID-19, you remember the CDC came out with mortality rates, so it was supposed to be around 3.4%, turned out to be 0.26%. Then when you take the people 75 and older, it starts with 0.0 before a number shows up. And all these people who were put to these nursing home death camps, I have a funny feeling these Democrat governors are going to see eye for an eye justice. Just saying. Not predicting, not condoning. I just wouldn't be surprised. I mean, when you look at 50 to 80% of these so-called tests are fake positives. They want to come out with these million contact tracers all around the country to basically control you. And it's not vaccines. It's to destroy your immune system. It's these vaccines, these viruses mutate. It's basically to inject you with some type of tracers, if you will, so you can be monitored for every move or sound or word that you make or do. But yet all these people who are dying of gunshots, who are dying of heart attacks, who are dying of car accidents, are getting thrown in the COVID-19 death category, and hospitals are getting over $50,000 of incentive money for saying that someone's dying of COVID-19. And how many thousands of people probably died by getting vents shut down their lungs? And we've had a lot of hero nurses come out to confirm all this. So, you know, it's really getting difficult because so many people are bought and paid for, folks. It's getting very challenging to figure out where the truth is, and that's why the alternative media is so important. Next article, liberal. Basically, this article was talking about Lightfoot from Chicago telling us to not practice our Second Amendment right, but to call the police. The police that she and her liberal friends state are evil. See, this is why we need practice with your preach laws, because hypocrisies and double standards are immeasurable at this point. Black Harvard professor finds zero racial bias in police shootings. Next article, America's dumbest mayor, Libby Schaaf, opens hate crime probes after fake nooses found. I mean, you can't make this stuff up, folks. Basically, apparently a black guy who put these so-called nooses up, basically, and she's the mayor of Oakland, by the way. Basically, they were exercise, like rubber bands or something like that. And it just goes to show, I'm trying to look for his quote. It's basically this black man called Bobby Schaff a moron because they were they had no intentions of terrorizing the public like she says, or hate crimes. Basically, they were just for exercise, and she was saying how they're for lynching black people and all this stuff. These were literally put up for exercise. And I can't find his quote. It's a really funny quote if you look it up. And basically, you know, everything is a hoax. Everything is propaganda. Everything is a lie. That's where we're at. And I believe he said something like, these are exercise bands, not nooses, you freaking idiot. Okay? And I think I found the quote, and that's what basically this black man said and embarrassed her for, basically, because everything is now a Jesse Smollett theatrical skit that's scripted. Everything. Everything is pre-planned today. Next article. Anthony Fauci's lockdown destroyed 41% of black-owned businesses. People, they don't care what your skin pigmentation is, or your gender, or your sexual orientation, or your religion. It's a communist insurrection. Read what Stalin and Hitler did. Read what the Bolsheviks did. Read Marx, Alinsky, Cloward and Piven, the Frankfurt School. It's all in writing. Everything is pre-planned. Every event that you're seeing, from Russia to Ukraine, and most of the time, the Democrats are the ones doing it and trying to get away with it. It's an unbelievable lie and gaslighting experience. This is why some people might think I'm inventing these articles. They're all published in the public domain. Every one of them. You need to read and research on your own. Next article is New York City murders spike 79%. Murders spike in New York City as residents flee for suburbs. You think? One of the top 100 universities had conservative graduation speakers this spring. People, I'm telling you, there's better jobs. I know here in Northwest Montana, the well drillers are like weeks behind. The people who are submerging pumps are weeks behind. The people who have machinery, they're all busy building roads. I'm telling you right now, people are going to be leaving urban, suburban America en masse. Get out of urban, suburban America and start thinking and living outside the box. The universities are not educational resources. They are political and social indoctrination centers. They are ripping off our young adults by giving them debt, by not teaching them skill sets, not teaching them history. Illiteracy in America is the highest it's ever been, despite the so-called education. We need to have people who teach, who have been there, done that. 15 years of successful private sector experience in lieu of people teaching theory. See, we give all these suggestions, all these ideas and solutions, but the people at the top only care about feathering their own nest. And they just give words and rhetoric. They only talk. Next article. Chaz Chop is 100% a communist setup. Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkin gave Raz Solomon Simone $83,000 directly to his corporation. Everything is pre-planned, folks. Everything is a setup. Everything is scripted. All of it. Next article. Illinois has its most violent day in 60 years. You really think they care about black people, folks? No, they don't.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight
free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, we've been talking about a lot of things that are wrong with the United States of America, and many of them land square centered on the elite. Actually, almost all of it. All the things wrong with America. And I mentioned some of the salaries of the CEOs of some corporations in the United States. Well, here's a recap. Okay, this will just make your blood boil as part of the bottom 93%. So in 1965, and remember, I was growing up in the 1950s and the 1960s, and things were a lot better back then. Well, in 1965, the typical worker compared to the CEO's compensation was this. The CEO made about 20 times more than the average worker for that company. In 1980, a CEO made, the average CEO, compared to the average worker, made 31.6 times more than the average worker. In 1990, 58 times. 58 times. In, let's say, maybe 1998, 344 times. In the year 2000, the average CEO made 360 times more, actually 361 times more than the average worker. And right now it's closer to 311 or 312 times more. So if you think about it, it's an outrageous set of numbers. Now, why is that? Because the boards of directors let it happen. And the boards of directors have a fiduciary responsibility to do one thing: maximize profits. And they seem to think that by paying these outrageous multiples of the average salary and giving that to the CEOs, that that's how they maximize profits. And Rich Sheehan's been talking about stock buybacks. He's been talking about all the kinds of manipulations, that accounting manipulations, the fleecing of Americans that have been going on, that have caused this class warfare. And that's part of what you're seeing, in my opinion, with these protests and riots, and that is class warfare. There's another thing that we're seeing, and that is a crisis of confidence. Now, Rich Sheehan has asked me many times privately, sometimes even on the air, you know, what would you do if you had extra money? If the Finelli family had extra money, what would you do? Would you put it in the bank? Would you invest it in the market? What would you do? Would you buy gold? Would you buy silver? Would you buy things? Would you buy tangible assets? Would you buy bonds? What would you do? And the answer I've always responded is, if I had extra money, I would buy spare parts and machinery for the farm. But for the average person, what would you do? Would you buy land? Would you buy a business? Would you call your broker? Would you call your banker? What would you do? The answer really right now is, we don't know what to do. Because who knows what's going to happen to land? Who knows what's going to happen to businesses? Who knows what's going to happen to real estate? Who knows what's going to happen to investments? Who knows what's going to happen to gold, silver, and the dollar? It's all manipulated. There is no way that I have confidence in anything other than my own abilities and the abilities of my family and a few of our friends. Other than that, I don't have any confidence in anything. And I'm not kidding. I don't want to call people to, you know, have them fix something or build something, because I don't trust them. Why don't I trust them? Because I don't have confidence in them. Why? Because over and over it's been proven to me that if I had confidence, it would be misplaced. And I'm not going to misplace my confidence, because I don't have much in anything. I'd love to hear Rich Sheehan's comments when we come back.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Considered the nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, and the directors of the CDC and the FDA will be testifying before Congress today. They're to share their views on the health risks facing the nation amid spikes in coronavirus cases in about 20 states. the president of the Police Officers Federation of Minneapolis, giving his first interview since four of that city's officers were charged in the death of George Floyd. Bob Kroll telling CBS This Morning he does not believe racism is systemic in the Minneapolis department.
I am the first African American ever elected to the Minneapolis Police Federation in 152 years. You know what I see? I see progress.
President Trump will be in Arizona today to view border wall construction and to hold a campaign rally. And this is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
A federal appeals court rejecting California's efforts to label Roundup weed killer as a carcinogen. The court ruled yesterday there's not enough evidence to back up the claim, as only the World Health Organization has labeled the product as a probable carcinogen, doing so in 2015. Bayer, which has owned the Roundup brand since 2018, facing lawsuits from thousands of users, and juries have awarded payments in the billions already, though Bayer is appealing those verdicts, arguing the chemical is safe to use. And Beatles fans can breathe a sigh of relief as it turns out the street Penny Lane in Liverpool was not named after a slave trader. Last week, in the midst of Black Lives Matter protests, which had spread around the world, including to the UK, the Penny Lane street sign in Liverpool was defaced, thought to be named in honor of James Penny, a notorious 17th century slave merchant opposed to abolition. If confirmed, the iconic road was in danger of being renamed. But the International Slavery Museum has now debunked those suspicions, issuing a statement reading in part, "We have concluded the comprehensive research available demonstrates there is no historical evidence linking Penny Lane to James Penny." Remember, you can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. You've got your.
Take my. When you go, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
We've been talking here at USA Prepares about moving out to the countryside, moving away from the cities into the rural environment. But, class, if you decide to leave the city behind, and if you decide to move to rural America, do not bring your 24/7 stores with you. Do not bring your taxis with you. Do not bring your sidewalks and your curbs and your trash and your convenience needs to the countryside. We will not appreciate it. I'm not kidding. We don't want that. That's why we live here. So if you want to get along with us, leave all that behind. We don't want higher taxes. We don't want services. We just want to be left alone. And if you look out of place, people will not like you. So if you want to walk around with a Gucci pocketbook and live in rural America where we have rips in our jeans because we can't afford new ones, and we've got shredded collars and shirt cuffs and holes in our shoes and sneakers, and if you want to wear your Gucci's and show us your wealth, we won't appreciate it. Any comments, Rich Sheehan?
Well, yeah, I've talked about laws of excess for hours on this show. I've talked, you know, what if you can't have a net worth of over $10 million? All the George Soroses, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the Bezos, the Buffetts, the Gates, all the people who want a lower population, who want to take money from the people, who want to basically create more bankruptcies, defaults, and delinquencies for the little people. You know, I've talked about welfare for the rich in many different examples, many different contexts. I've talked about money shuffling and creative accounting for non-productive, non-earning situations. Basically, we have no guts at the top. Not President Trump, but he's surrounded by traitors and cowards. Lawyers and judges are bought and paid for. Okay, we have an unsustainable, corrupt, manipulated system in the courts where people like me can't even sue because, as per an attorney, I don't have enough group self-pity points. There is no rule of law in America. So that being said, as robotics, automation, artificial intelligence, and the technocracy takes more jobs away, limits more opportunity, the aristocracy will continue to create more divide and conquer strategies, dumb us down more, and create more bread and circuses to basically distract and create diversions. This is what is going to happen. This is in history. And if we don't read and research, especially history, our own especially, we are going to repeat it. This is what we have. So what I would like to do, Vince, I know we're running out of time. I'm going to mention a few more articles here real quick, get them out of the way. Black Lives Matter, co-founder in 2015, says we are trained Marxists. They're Marxists at the bottom levels. At the very top, the people who are funding this, basically, they're not going to lose wealth. They're not going to lose power, money, and control. They're not going to lose anything. They could take away your guns, but they're still going to have private security. They're going to have bunkers. They're going to have their planes to fly away to islands and their, you know, 20,000-acre ranches. They're going to have all this. But you won't, you see? And Black Lives Matter, by the way, is not a legitimate charity. It's a money laundering shell company for Democrats. It's not legal. It's called Act Blue. They are bankrolling Democrat candidates. See, when people don't read and research, this is why they chant. This is why they talk over you. This is why they say what you're saying and take it out of context. This is why they edit your audio and video, because they can't compete in the world of facts, common sense, and logic. They need to distort everything. Everything is propaganda, lies, false flags, hoaxes. Everything is a Jesse Smollett theatrical production that's scripted. Next article. Even a CNN analysis blamed the media for mass resignation within the police force. Do you think? Next article. New York City sees 400% jump in shootings as undercover units are disbanded. Next article, man executed in broad daylight while washing his car in Brooklyn. You really want to be in the cities, folks? Next article, door-to-door robberies and rapes are increasing in CHAZ or CHOP or whatever the hell they're calling it these days. Next article, Biden commits to 3 debates with Trump. Trump wants a lot more. Biden doesn't want more. Why do you think that is? First of all, the mainstream media is going to give him softball questions. President Trump, you need to create an executive order. So half representation, whether it be debates, whether it be anything, half needs to be the new media and half the old media. You have to do this. You know, we're giving suggestions every show for 9 years, and your people are too lazy, too stupid, or too interested in self-preservation to take advantage. ideas and solutions from the people. Next article. MSNBC admits Democrats were blocking people from entering the Trump rally. Next article. China owned TikTok. Yes, China owns TikTok, folks. Used to prank campaign with fake RSVPs. You think that's bad? You think that's bad? That's just a precursor of what's going to happen when the next article here says, Trump warns the scandal of our times, and that is referring to mail-in ballots. There's going to be countries, our enemies, printing mail-in ballots and being submitted. There will be no legitimacy left in America if voter and election fraud doesn't get monitored. We need to clean all this up. We need to have voter ID laws. We need to have numbers on the paper ballots that can coincide to you looking it up on the computer and seeing if it got allocated properly, maybe even voting via video. We need to think outside the box because the whole system is illegitimate. It's corrupt. It's all done to create benefits for the elite. In other words, to control and manage us. Okay? Vince?
Yeah. I'm in total agreement with that. And, you know, at the bottom of the hour news, we heard, and you're talking about corruption many times. The government is saying that glyphosate is not carcinogenic. It's unbelievable. How much money does Monsanto need to pay people to get this phony science? This stuff will kill a plant, not quite instantly, but almost instantly. And yet, the EPA says that glyphosate is unlikely to cause cancer. We're being lied to at that level as well. Farmers are dying from cancers of all kinds because they spray this stuff. They get it on their hands, they get it on their clothes, they get it in their lungs, they get it on their faces. I know farmers who have died from this. And yet, the EPA says it does not cause cancer. You got to be nuts to use Roundup. Absolutely nuts. And who protects companies like Monsanto / Bayer that manufacture this stuff? Well, that would be senators and Congress critters. They sponsor bills to protect chemical giants like Monsanto. Roy Blunt. Senator Roy Blunt, he's one. He'll probably get reelected again and again and again and again. These people need to be thrown out of office. Pronto. Pronto. If you want to see a blight, just go to Niangua, Missouri. Niangua. The hometown of Senator Roy Blunt. It is it's a very rural and very poor area. Extremely poor. And there's a cleanup going on in Niangua, Missouri. And they're using backhoes and heavy-duty demolition equipment to demolish these old, dilapidated houses that are not fit to live in. And starting to look better. So one by one, houses are being demolished in Niangua to, I don't know, revitalize. That's the hometown of Roy Blunt. He, if he wanted to, could help Niangua. But I think he's turned his back. I think he's turned his back on his hometown. Because of why would he do that? I don't know. Maybe greed? Maybe greed. Rich, I had a question for you. When you water your garden, this is going off on a tangent, but it's something that's important, I think, to our class. There's lots of ways of watering your garden, your tomatoes, your peppers, you know, your herbs and so forth. I've been watering with a garden hose in the morning and at noon and at night, and I don't want to do it anymore. So I've been looking at drip irrigation systems. Norm Shealy, Dr. Shealy, uses what he calls a leaky hose. I've also heard it called a soaker hose. How do you water your plants for maximum yield and nutrition in your garden?
Well, first of all, I just want to comment and remind our listeners that 96% of Monsanto shareholders voted to not disclose GMO ingredients. And folks, glyphosate, which is the main ingredient in Roundup, a lot of old pastures that you're buying subdivision in, the water, your well water is going to be contaminated if they use glyphosate in those fields. So buy land in the hills. Get away from pasture. Now, to answer your last question, Vince, what I do is I water my garden, my greenhouses, maybe once every 2-3 days. I don't water as much as you do. Here in Montana, the nights are cool. I just don't need to water that often. And we've been blessed. We've had the best May and June ever, ever, as far as a combination of sun, rain, and cool temperatures. Now, we're going to be in the 80s this week, unfortunately, but, we had probably the best May and June I can remember in my 35 years here in Montana. But when I water, I use a garden hose. I will alternate that in the first half of my greenhouse and tomato plants with certain organic fertilizers and hand water them out of like a bucket or some type of watering can with a spigot and, like fish emulsion and things like that. So I alternate between the hose and certain organic fertilizers. And so when I'm in there doing hand things, I can weed, I can pull out the sucker branches on the tomatoes. I also, in the beginning of the year, I self-pollinate with a little paintbrush. So I basically give the bees and the bugs a little assistance in the first half of the year. It takes me 5 minutes per greenhouse to go from flower to flower. So that's why I like to hand water. And I do all these little things at different times. And we'll be back after the break.
Yeah, the reason I asked is if I water in the morning, it's dry by noon. I mean, the sun is so hot here and we haven't had rain for weeks.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So I bought these garden hose brass nozzles, and I bought a brand name, a U.S. brand name. And of course, they're made in China. Bought them a couple of years ago, and I was comparing them to the ones that I had from the 1950s and 60s. And you know what? These Chinese ones are thinner in every respect. They're shorter. They're narrower, they have less material in them, the holes are smaller, they flow less water, they're just substandard in every single respect. So I went to eBay and I bought some what's called vintage garden hose nozzles. And I was able to get them for maybe $3 or $4, $2, $3, and $4 a piece. So I had to buy, you know, 8 at a time. And 8 of them for $18 shipped. That was pretty good, right? So that's what I did. And I'll just clean them up and use them. So, class, you might have to shift backward to get good quality products. So a 50-year-old garden hose nozzle is better than a brand new one, in my opinion, because the new ones are made in China. Any comments, Rich Even?
Well, I don't disagree with you. I think these days, it's, you know, we're in a deflationary, stagflationary environment. But we have inflation and necessities for the little guy. So I think having, like your example or analogy was, if you had extra money, you would buy spare parts for your machinery. And I think people need to do that in every context and every example. It could be boots, could be hoses, could be extra clothing, could be storing some food, building skill sets. Whatever it is, I think we need to start thinking differently, living outside the box. Not just thinking outside the box, but we have to live outside the box. We have to relearn those old 19th century skills and dovetail them with 21st century technology. I mean, we can't even do commerce. My commerce phone calls are being blocked. My emails are being blocked. Everything is being blocked. We're being deplatformed. We're being shadow banned. Almost all elimination of commerce. Computer algorithms are lowering our voices. We're being censored, surveilled. You know, basically, as we try to decentralize, which is so important, the aristocracy and big tech keep selling out the little people. Not to mention the fact that, you know, the hacking, the cookies, the computer viruses. You know, that's why you got to remember Facebook, Google, Amazon, they got billions, if not trillions of dollars in contracts from the CIA for cloud services. This is why we need whistleblowers. We need heroes, or else artificial intelligence will use humans as a host. And we need to start, you know, it boils down to patriots, conservatives, authors, alternative media. We are doing the work that should be done by the mainstream media, the elite, academia, lawyers, judges, politicians, bankers, the CIA, FBI, all intelligence agencies, including the DOJ. We are doing the work, and they're using our dollars for their cover-ups. So we have to ask for a burden of proof from the powers that be. We have to ask for due process. We have to ask for transparency. We have to ask for citizen rights. We have to eliminate mass surveillance and censorship, the secret wars, the secret societies, the secret courts, the pedophilia that's running rampantly, no accountability. This is why you always hear me talking about three basic base criteria that needs to happen to stand for principle. That's the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody. The second is truth. And the third is, if someone has less consequences for their behavior because of what group they come from, then you get to do it too. Rule of law is not complicated. The fact is that people who are being hired at the top are willing to be bought out, be bought and paid for, and sell out the little people. That's the problem. I mean, we've given so many suggestions on this show, Vince, thousands, tens of thousands, that could fix this country almost instantaneously. But we have so many people who are so corrupt, and they want to feather their own nest, and they have this addiction to power, money, and control, and they don't want to change anything or do anything because they care more about their own self-preservation than the people. But they're saying the opposite and doing the opposite of what they're saying. Folks, I don't know how much longer we're going to be on the air, but I know one thing. If Trump does not get reelected, you can kiss our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, everything. Our combat soldiers died by over a million people. Goodbye. It'll be thrown out the window. It'll all be for naught. We must all participate, or we will lose everything. Vince, thank you for allowing me to exercise my First Amendment rights.
Yeah, my pleasure. And, class, what we need is a We the People policy that's published. So if the police do it, well, it's in our policy that we can do it too. Think about that. Think about that. Plus, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Rich Heben, thank you so much.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.